Deep in coastal Cajun Louisiana seems an unlikely birthplace for the fastest production motorcycle in the world. But that's where motorcycles are fashioned around helicopter engines. There are precious few of these bikes in existence, and the company that makes them isn't looking for any new customers, but the bikes are attracting attention from the military and at least one famous civilian. Bill Zeebel with member station KERA in Dallas reports.
The Louisiana Y2K Superbike, as it's called, carries a 250-mile-an-hour guarantee. Though no one's yet taken it that fast, a dynamometer machine confirmed it reaching 200 miles an hour in under 6 seconds.
This motorcycle has a two-speed. There's a switch you release that puts it in first gear. You let the clutch out, and to shift it to second, you can run up to about 70 miles an hour first gear. You just flip a switch.
Ted McIntyre owns Marine Turbine Technologies at the port of West St. Mary in Franklin, Louisiana. He folds himself fetal position-like into the saddle of the first brushed aluminum superbike he ever built. It's like a bullet with two tires and a trailing comet's tail.
You put it in neutral. Turn the key on, the screens light up, make sure your kill switch is on, and you just hold the starter.
Marine Turbine Technologies does mostly marine work, installing used turbine engines in pleasure boats for a fraction of what new ones would cost. McIntyre says he'd thought about building a turbine-powered motorcycle for years, figuring he could if he got the money. Then a boat customer put up $300,000 to $400,000 to develop the cycle prototype 2 years ago, and it only took a few months to build.
Essentially, the frame was built around the engine. We couldn't adapt an existing frame of any type. Aluminum was the medium that everyone's working in.
The Y2K bike, for one, is powered by an Allison T3 turbine engine, normally found in a helicopter that carries five people and a pilot. The bike is aerodynamically designed for speed, not comfort, which is a lot different than, say, a Harley-Davidson, the classic American motorcycle.
These are cruisers. These are for styling and profiling.
Kevin Jones is the service manager at Harley-Davidson of Dallas, the nation's top Harley dealer.
You setting up on these, whereas you're hunched over, you've got your legs up to your belly button. I mean, these have got saddlebags, windshields.
Jones and his Harley employees call high-speed production bikes crotch rockets, but they're curious about the Y2K machine. Ted McIntyre says the military is too, and have talked to him about building 20 turbine motorcycles for special operations like hostage rescues. And last year, he was approached by one of TV's biggest stars.
Oh, I love it. It's great. It's the most fun you can have on two wheels.
Tonight Show host Jay Leno read about the Y2K bike last year, then overnighted a check to MTT.
I just like it because it's so unusual and it's really fast.
How fast?
Well, of course, the speed limit is 65, and it would be foolish to go any higher than that. Let me just check with my attorney. Is that right? Thank you. Yes, my attorney says that is correct.
Ted McIntyre first speed tested the cycle on a local airport runway. He called in sheriffs, who were both armed with radar guns.
Simultaneously, on two different runs, they both lost the speed at 199.9, and then they realized it's as high as their radar guns went to. The motorcycle recorded a speed of about 227, so that's our unofficial speed in 2,000 feet.
McIntyre says he did get stopped once on a rural Louisiana road near the business.
I said, oh, this is it, and let me get my camera, I'd like to take some pictures. And, you know, the fastest thing that he'd ever radared was 112 miles an hour.
The Y2K, he says, rides like nothing else.
Typically with a conventional motorcycle with multi-speeds, when you shift it, you know, you go through the RPM range and you hear the bike accelerating. It's wah, 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 that sort of thing. With this, it's just whoosh, and, you know, all of a sudden you look down and you're doing 100, 150, 200. And, you know, if there's such a thing as going so fast and it happens so quick you don't have time to get scared, this would be it.
When you open the throttle at 125, peace. It pulls so hard that you almost can't hang on.
Both McIntyre and Jay Leno have been asked many times about safety. The builder says it's paramount, adding none of this is worth it if you lose a friend or customer. Leno acknowledges this cycle seems to accelerate more the faster it goes, and can be dangerous.
I say the same thing to them when I see people in a pair of Gucci shoes. You know, they're not very sensible, and the heel is awful high, and you could fall off there and be injured. Yeah, I mean, you can find a rational argument for anything. I mean, you need extremes to get something sort of back to the middle. I mean, to make a car that runs safely and smoothly at 60 or 70, you almost need a car that can do that at 150 or 170. Then going down the road at the speed limit, you've got a car that is nowhere near its limits, nowhere stressed out. I mean, the tires are rated for much higher than that speed. Maybe that's just an excuse.
Leno spent the $150,000 for this bike about a year ago and has 3,000 miles on it. McIntyre says MTT can only hand-build about 5 a year but has customers for every one it can make. Business is good. McIntyre recently delivered turbine-powered fire pumps for boats used to douse deep-water oil rig fires. And the Navy wants him to develop a quieter diesel-powered boat turbine by 2004. Not bad for a pilot who's not an engineer. McIntyre says this motorcycle has made him a kind of A-list celebrity.
The neatest thing is when you're riding at 70 in traffic and to pass a car and to have the people look and, you know, always they look up. They think there's a helicopter or something, and they look over and see the bike, and they're not quite sure what they're looking at. And especially riding with a helmet with a smoked visor where they can't see you, they're looking and they're like, who is that masked man? You know, it's sort of like seeing somebody in a limo.
McIntyre likes that image. For NPR News, I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.